Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 136 of The World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and welcome back to the show. If you're following along live, make sure you post your questions in chat, and I'll answer some of them at the end. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker, and if you join now, you'll get access to some special videos I'll be making for TBC Classic, going through the markets, how I see them, what's worked for me, and how they look on a weekly basis over the next 4 weeks. So head on over if you want to check that out. Today is the launch day for TBC. It's been out for, 15 hours or so. The first people, the most hardcore players, are level 70 already after dungeon grinding their face off. A lot of people, I'm sure, have been in Outland. I have been. This is the end of the stream for me today. I've been playing TBC. Not hardcore. I would not say I've been doing hardcore. But today I'm going to talk a little bit about my day one thoughts for TBC. I might try to make some predictions about how the future might look. But as always with predictions, take them with a grain of salt and do your own analysis on your own server if you want to try to take advantage of any things. So I think the first thing I've noticed, which I might have underestimated a little bit, is just from playing retail for so long or playing Shadowlands lately, is that the leveling process is quite slow. So I played for about 5 hours and I'm level 61. Of course, I didn't focus heavily on leveling. I ran all the way to Shadowlands. I picked up some recipes from the vendor. I leveled the professions a little bit and ended up wasting quite a bit of time to that. And then I'm not even leveling the most efficient way. I'm just doing questing as I like. Not doing dungeon grinding or even an optimized quest route. Just questing along and enjoying the nostalgia. But that is going to have an effect on markets quite a bit. Because generally speaking, like, the peak demand is when the bulk of people really hit level 70, at least if you're talking about the max level materials, max level recipes, and all of that jazz. Of course, there are hardcore players already at 70. You should be able to sell to those, and you should be able to take advantage of there should be demand already and all of that. When exactly peak demand is going to be is a little bit up in the air. I think it might be a little bit later than usual, because what you've typically seen at an expansion launch is actually that on day one, the new materials are relatively cheap, and then they bounce up in price after about a day. That's what's happened on retail lately. But on retail, even more casual players typically hit max within 1, 2, 3 days. Whereas that's just not going to be the case in TBC. I don't think that 10 hours of played time is going to be the average time to level to max, which is what it was in Shadowlands. So that's gonna move the demand curve in time quite a bit on TBC, and we'll see how that plays out. I don't think there's many people buying the people who are buying materials right now. There are people who are power leveling professions. But I think many people will be thinking, like, I'll just wait until I'm 70, I'm just going to dungeon grind, I'm going to level, and then we'll take a fixed profession once you can fly around and save time doing it like that. So it'll be interesting to see. I might try buying some more materials later today. I'll definitely be paying attention to the materials that I'm interested in. I've also started paying attention to recipes. In terms of what's available on the auction house, and I haven't seen much, at least of the ones that I'm most interested in, which is a lot of the rare gem cuts for jewel crafting. I checked the auction house for that, like, relatively often, or at least I've checked it a couple of times, and, like, I've not seen a single living ruby living ruby design recipe yet, which is the red gem, which is generally, like, the most in demand one, because that's main stat, main power throughput. There's also obviously going to be opportunities today in buying classic materials that are going to have useful shelf life further into the expansion. So particularly things that are going to be bottlenecks for leveling popular professions, since people will have to level 1 to 300. If they want to have the benefit of enchanting, of ring enchants at max level, they need to level 1 to 300. So Vision Dust is the thing to go for there. I made some money yesterday flipping enchanting materials to like last minute buyers. And now is definitely the time to, if you have extra capital, now is the time to stock up on that. There's also tons of opportunities right now with vendor patterns. I've seen some vendor patterns, like you have to go to Shadow Moon Valley. Some people are posting those for like 300 gold on the auction house. People have to value how much they value their travel time. There's a lot of vendor recipes that you can buy and you can post on the auction house. So consider taking a lap around some zones if you can. If you're bored and you just want to focus a little bit on gold making and take a break from the leveling, you can ride around, unlock a bunch of flight paths, hit up a bunch of vendors, and buy the recipes. This is not guaranteed money. Obviously, you need to get the sale, which there's a chance you don't get it in time, and the price goes down, and maybe it even goes down so much that you can never really sell it for a significant profit, and you just locked up some gold. But that's definitely an opportunity. Like, I rode to Shattrath and picked up some recipes when I was there, picked up all of the ones I saw, and sent them to my banker, and they're posted on the auction house. I haven't gotten any sales on that yet. So there's that. Also, right now, gems and ore seems way too expensive to me on my realm. At least we had fell iron at like 3 gold a pop. There's a lot of materials available though, but at that price, it's I don't think prospecting is worth it. We'll see. I don't think that you'll sell a lot of rare gems. The rare gems uncut are currently posted on the auction house for about 100 gold. I don't see there being much demand for those until people actually start hitting level 70 and getting Priebus. Like, I don't think people are going to put expensive gems in Priebus gear. They'll just slam in some uncommon ones that are going to be much, much cheaper. And then you won't see the sales of the more expensive gems until a little bit later down the line. And I also think that right now, when people need the ore to level their professions as well, that ore might just be a little bit too expensive, and we might see that a lot of activities, including prospecting, might not be profitable for a little while. But we'll see, because we are dependent on having demand, on having max level or high level characters that want to buy the finished items. And that's certainly not going to be there yet to a large degree, but there are going to be people have started hitting 70, so they're going to continue hitting 70. So demand is going to start growing for sure. Of course, you might be on a lower pop realm or a realm where no one's close to 70 quite yet, which is going to give you a little bit more time to work on rep, to work on whatever you want to work on, and getting more recipes ready to go. And that's definitely what I would suggest doing right now. Leveling profession skill is quite quick in general in TBC, I'd say. I'm already halfway to 375 on tailoring. I haven't even done anything hardcore at all, and I'm ready to essentially craft more the imbued netherweave bags as soon as I can find the materials for it, because no one has gotten to Terrakar Forest and started farming the netherweb spider silk yet, so no one can craft the imbued netherweave bag. I'm saving up some materials to craft that when I can, and try to make some profit from leveling tailoring if possible. Otherwise, we'll just see. I don't think the enchanting shuffles are profitable yet for TBC. When I took a look, arcane dust is quite cheap already. I think people are disenchanting a lot of greens. There's a lot of items dropping. People are doing a lot of dungeons and getting a lot of quest rewards that can be disenchanted. We'll see how that plays out over time. Netherweave is of course also quite useful while leveling, just for bandages and stuff like that. Things have definitely not stabilized yet at all. It's fun to be in the world and see how many players are there. And I expect demand will pick up eventually down the line. And then we can start taking advantage of the end game recipes, which is really where always most of the money is and where it's going to be. So some things you should do right away if you can. If you're a tailor, you want to level to 350 tailoring ASAP. so you can start doing the cooldowns, and you want to start doing the daily cloth cooldowns as fast as you can, essentially. That's going to be a little bit annoying. You'll have to travel all the way to Netherstorm for one of them. You have to travel all the way to Shadowmoon Valley for one of the others. So that's going to be a little bit of traveling, but once you unlock the flight paths, it's not as bad, and I think that's something to strongly consider, like prioritizing today or tomorrow even, and just get that done. Get them rolling. It's like a 3-day cooldown or something. So once you've done it once, you don't have to think about it for another 4 days and do the travel thing. So that, considering how long the cooldown is, the travel time is actually not that significant in the grand scheme of things. So you want to do that. Other things you want to do is to just work on whatever is going to give you the recipes you care about that you want to go. Farm rep with whatever rep you care about, like if you're a tailor as well, again, as my main is, you may want to farm your scryers or alder rep as high as possible to get access to the epic spell thread that you get from being exalted with them. That's one example. You should check out your own profession if you haven't. Wowhead has a fantastic overview of recipes for all the professions and where they come from. So go check that out, and you'll get a bunch of tips. You'll get essentially the full list of professions and recipes, or the full list of recipes, I should say, and where they are, and you can start working on unlocking the ones that are going to be most important. So I think that's sort of the most important thing right now. I think you have time to get recipes. I don't think you need to have like anything specific today. I don't think we're going to see that much demand for endgame stuff. I think the people who hit 70 today are like almost going to go to bed, or they might start farming dungeons. Maybe they'll like, they won't be able to craft Spellfire for another couple of days because they'll need more alts that to craft all of the daily cooldown cloth. So it's just going to take a little bit of time to get everything going. And you can take advantage of that. Work on getting unlocking recipes so that you are ready. Work on making sure you have the highest level you can and the highest profession skill you can, so you can take advantage of any opportunities that arise. I would also strongly suggest just look at prices on some of the popular or some of the new TBC materials. Check them out, particularly the ones that pertain to the professions you have. Take a look, see if there's opportunities. Maybe someone underpriced something because they were the first to get it and didn't realize that this is valuable. There's loads of opportunities there, absolutely loads of opportunities, and you wanna look for that as often as possible. Essentially, it's also very important to just keep a tab on the material price and see. So you have an idea of if it's stabilizing or not, which could take a little while. I think we're gonna see a little bit of like some weird markets for a couple of more days, since it's gonna be so long to we'll be in leveling mode for a long time. So the player base will be a little bit spread out over the next couple of days of where they are, and then eventually, and like I guess in a week or so, most people who really care will be approaching 70, and we'll be starting to focus on gearing, on end game, on getting everything rolling, whereas for the next couple of days people will be a little bit more spread out, and that's gonna give some more opportunities to take advantage of on the auction house if you find them. So that's gonna be important, but yeah, that's about it. I didn't structure this episode well enough ahead of time, since I wanted to just include a lot of the stuff that I did live. So what I've done so far, I've leveled to 61, and I leveled tailoring to about 340. I was going to craft some imbued netherweave bags, but as I said earlier, there's no netherweb silk. I also prospected a little bit of Felarn ore, but I thought the prices of the ore just makes it not worth it. It's too expensive. It's about 3 gold a pop, and you're getting like 1 green gem, and you have a small chance of getting a rare quality gem when prospecting. And so, yeah, the rare quality gems are being posted for 100 gold right now. But I don't think anyone can even cut them yet. So who's going to buy that? Maybe some stupid guy who has way more gold than sense. Yeah, there's a chance they do that. But I don't think that's going to be super relevant. And of course, ore farming is going to be so much more efficient once people get to 70 and get their mounts, their flying mounts. Then they're going to speed through. So ore is something I would expect to go down in price once, quite significantly once people get flying. And once the most hardcore players are done with leveling whatever profession they need to level. So I'm not too concerned about that. I'll just waste a little bit with the jewel crafting. I don't think having jewel crafting day one is going to be that important anyway in terms of maxing it. The only thing, I think leveling to tailoring 350 is the only thing that's like quite strong to do early on, and to get a flight path in Netherstorm and Shadow Moon Valley, so you can do those cooldowns. I think those two things are going to be very, very valuable to do early on. And there might be some other similar things to other professions, but I don't think they're going to be as important. And then we'll just see, like, as we go throughout the next couple of days, then it's going to be more important to get other professions up to speed as well. But yeah. You can also probably take advantage of right now if there's any specific items that drop from dungeons. Since people are doing so much dungeon farming, anything that has a good chance of dropping from dungeons is going to be potentially relatively available. And some leveling items that are generated in large quantities while leveling, but not so much by people playing at max level, there's a chance that some of them are also going to be cheaper right now. And there's definitely an opportunity to level professions right now, as people haven't maxed out their characters, so many people will just be focusing on leveling and then focus on professions, which means that there's not that many people buying materials, and you can potentially take advantage of that to get some cheap materials. But yeah, guys, that's gonna be it for this episode. I'm doing a little bit of a shorter one because I want to get back into the swing of things in Outland and test more stuff out for you guys. So hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, leave a like or a comment down below. Subscribe to the channel or come watch it live on twitch.tv/lazygoldmaker when I record these on Wednesdays. With that, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.